Nothing can hurt you. Absolutely nothing. And that's really difficult to accept because all around you, you see a threat. You see a danger that is coming towards you. And not just around you physically, but inside of you, the mind is going crazy and talking all kinds of things that are referring to the outside world. But in reality, nothing can hurt you. And why is that? When you focus on your being right now, you will feel peace. Your being is full of peace. Full of peace. There's nothing but absolute silence and peace. But it's hidden behind the thoughts, the voices in the head that are constantly saying something or hiding your being. And the way to reach your being is through refocusing yourself inside. And that refocusing is the only choice that you have. You only have a choice of refocusing towards somewhere here. You're focusing to the left, to the right, making decisions about this thought, should I follow this thought, should I follow that thought? Well, I'm inviting you to not choose thoughts, but your being and your presence. And you will not worry about this world, what they're doing, that earthly world becomes less important. To you, it's maybe important now. I know it's important because the thoughts are talking about it. They're all over the earthly world, talking about it, thinking about it, analyzing it, commenting upon it, making plans, suggesting ideas, projecting visions, conjuring up stories, elaborate stories about how things are. And of course you're going to be focused into this world, because all of your thoughts are and voices, hypnotizing voices basically. And they're focused towards the earthly world. Who has time to go and listen to your being? Most people don't. Most people have never been trained. By their parents, by their friends, by their anyone in a whole earth, no one has told you. Focus on your being. This is where you're going to find lasting peace. You can't find it anywhere else. Because you obviously have found out so far that you cannot find it in this world. There's got to be other solution. And that solution, you know where that solution is. That solution is within you also, just like your thoughts appear to be. And it is there in a background of the thoughts, of the voices. It is not within the voices, but just behind them. And you're able to contact it very, very easily. That those silences between the thoughts, where they pop out and there's like a break between the thoughts. Just waiting for you. They're just there. If you wait a little longer for the thought process to pass by and you don't jump onto the thoughts, onto those voices, into those stories, you will manage to expand the gap of that silence. The silence will become longer. And what will happen next is that you're going to like it. You will start to like the silence between the thoughts. It has an inviting quality or presence. It just feels good. You might not even know why it feels good, but you like it. So you keep on trying to...
You mean like those little moments were like gone in this blank?
Yes. So those moments are the moments where you black out, so to speak. There is nothing there. And those moments are when ego, or the mind, has not managed to supply you with the voice, with the loudness, with an image. There's just nothing. There's absolutely nothing. There's an abstractness. Abstractness about it. And you at first will not like it because it's new. Every new thing like is new, and the voices do not like that because we are used to hearing thoughts and we're used to reacting to thoughts. So there is a problem here, because you like the thoughts, you're thinking them, you might not like them but fully, but you like them to a certain extent. That's why you're listening to them. It's like hanging out with somebody that you don't really like fully, but you're still there with them. You're hanging out and you don't feel good. You just don't feel good. But you continue hanging out with them. No problem. Finally make a decision to leave. What was that? finally make a decision to leave, and you feel relieved. Relieved that you have left them. How does that feel? You just, oh my God, what was I doing with this person? You just left. That feels so great. What if you leave your thoughts and you feel exactly like that? What would you like that? Would you like that feeling again of relief, of tremendous relief? You don't have to listen to that person. It's just a terror almost. It becomes like absolute torture. Well, when you leave your thoughts, when you go into that silence behind your thoughts, the voices, you will feel like that. And you have that option right now. The only thing it takes is your decision to take that option. Just like you're walking down the road and there's option to take a left, option to take a right. And you know that option towards the right is going to be the one that gives you peace and gives you solace. Solitude of silence. But this silence is not alone. There's more in this silence. There's something more there. Something bigger. Something that will change your life entirely. And you're starting to like it. So you go and choose that silence more and more each day. It's right there inside of you. You go and pick it up, like you pick up a flower alongside the road and you smell it and you're like, oh my God, this smells so good. I want to smell this flower all the time. You can never get tired from smelling this flower. It is that good. Well, it's right there within you, that flower. So keep choosing that flower of silence